Daniel Boone is one of the most famous American frontiersmen, but when he crossed the Mississippi River, he went to work for a country other than the newly founded United States. The story of Boone and the early residents of the west side of the Mississippi is this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. When the U.S. gained independence from Great Britain, it gained control of land up to the east bank of the Mississippi River. On the west bank lay the Spanish-controlled town of St. Louis.
Once the war was won and the eastern bank of the Mississippi was owned by the new United States, they had this thing going on, the United States talking about democracy and people kicking kings out of power, and that didn't go down too well with the Spanish.
Bob Moore is a historian at the Museum of Westward Expansion. One Spanish governor saw the new country as a potential source of new Spaniards.
One governor in particular said, well, if we let some Americans in, but with the caveat that they have to convert to Catholicism and pledge their support to the King of Spain, that would be okay, and then we'd have more people.
The most famous man to cross into the then Spanish city was Daniel Boone, who the Spaniards appointed judge and military commander of a nearby district. In December of 1803, the Spanish ceded the Louisiana Territory to France. The French never occupied the land. They sold it to the United States. And in March of 1804, a ceremony in St. Louis marked the transfer.
For that ceremony, there were no French representatives. In fact, Meriwether Lewis was the official representative of the nation of France at this ceremony.
So in a 24-hour period, St. Louis marked the transfer from Spain to France to the United States.
According to oral tradition, at least, the French-speaking residents of St. Louis asked if the French flag could fly for one day above the city.
The Americans granted the request, and on March 10th, 1804, the American flag was raised over the city and has been there ever since. Traveling the countryside in St. Louis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.